If it feels like spring has been coming sooner here in Arizona over the past few years, your observation may not be far off. New research has found spring is springing earlier in parts of the country, and that could be having implications for many plant and animal species. Teresa Crimmins joins me to talk more about this. She's Associate Director of the USA National Phenology Network and a research scientist at the University of Arizona. Phenology, by the way, is the study of the timing of events that happen seasonally in plants and animals. Crimmins says one of the main things her organization does is run a program in which anyone can keep track of what's happening in their own backyard, which helps determine, for example, when leaves change colors or when birds migrate. So, Teresa, springtime is obviously such an important time for lots of plants and animals, and you looked at 70 years worth of data to try to figure out if spring is coming earlier than it has in the past. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. Springtime is an important season because for many species in much of the country, that's when they're first becoming biologically active again after their period of diapause or hibernation over the winter. What we know from the world of ecology is that in many parts of the country where species do kind of take a rest period in the winter, what it is that cues them to get going again in the spring and start, you know, putting on leaf buds or emerge from hibernation is how warm it is. In our study, what we did was we evaluated whether temperature in the spring has changed from a biological perspective. What typically is done when people are documenting whether things are getting warmer is to look at seasonal or monthly average temperatures. What we did instead was look at the seasonal accumulation of warmth. Basically, plants and animals keep track of how warm it is over a period of time. And usually there's a certain amount of warmth that needs to accumulate to trigger them to finally initiate their activity, like leaf out. And we can measure that in something called growing degree days. And then that specific amount that needs to accumulate to trigger activity can be quantified as a threshold. So what we did was evaluate whether the day of year that particular heat accumulation threshold are being met has changed over the past 70 years.
And am I right that you have found it is in fact getting earlier?
Yeah. So what we did was we evaluated three different thresholds that represent the very beginning of the spring season, another threshold that represents kind of more the middle of the spring season, and then another threshold that represents biological activity that starts much later in the spring, really kind of almost the beginning of summer, depending on where you're at. And what we saw is that in much of the country, when those thresholds are being met, which we're using as a proxy or an indicator of when biological activity is occurring, has indeed advanced dramatically, in some cases upwards of almost 3 weeks in the past 70 years.
So what are the implications for plant and animal species that are affected by this, that spring is happening, you know, in some cases a few weeks earlier now than it has in the past?
So what it means is that species activity is got to keep, in order to keep pace with these advancing conditions, they've got to undergo their biological activity earlier as well. Whether this is actually happening, that's one of the main reasons that the USA Phenology Network came into being. It's really through actual observations of plants and animals where we can identify and verify whether that those things are happening. What we know from observational studies is that not all species are advancing their phenology or their activity. Some are actually delaying in response to changing conditions. Some are advancing, but not at the same rates as other things. And so those differential changes in the timing of events over the course of the season can result in things like mismatches between migrating species and the plants that they rely on as food sources, or with pollinators and the flowers that they need. And so it can really actually disrupt ecosystem structure and functioning, which can have all sorts of implications for which species are dominant, whether the finely tuned relationships among the species in an ecosystem are maintained, whether invasive species can come in and really change the look and feel of a community. There's so much we don't know, really.
It sounds like the problem here is that everybody's not on the same page. So, you know, insects that need certain flowers, for example, as you said, to pollinate, the insects might be ready, the flowers might not be, or vice versa, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we call that asynchrony, an evolving asynchrony. And that's generally not a good thing because both species serve to lose out in that kind of condition.
Now, you found that the West had a seemingly particularly early start for spring, almost 3 weeks, up to almost 3 weeks, it seems like.
Yeah, here in the Southwest, the region that we identified as the Southwest, which encompasses much of Arizona and Southern California and parts of Nevada, show much more rapid rates of advancement in these seasonal thresholds than in other parts of the country.
Is it too simplistic to blame this on climate change?
That's the obvious driver to all of us for sure. Yeah.
In addition to the asynchrony you described earlier, I'm wondering if there's also a potential problem, for example, for animals that hibernate, if they're not able to get enough rest during the winter because spring is starting earlier, or if there's not enough time for trees or plants to regenerate, and maybe the flowers or the leaves or the pollen won't be the same quality because it's, the schedules have been thrown off a little bit.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Many of those things have been borne out in smaller studies. For example, some plant species don't actually start paying attention to how much warmth has accumulated until they have been exposed to a certain amount of chill. And that's kind of a built-in mechanism that keeps them from leafing out in the middle of, say, December or January when there's a freak warm spell. What scientists have documented is in some parts of the country is that where we've had really warm springs very early in the year. Those plants haven't been exposed to enough chill. And so they don't pay attention to the warmth and they never get enough chill. And so what the consequence of that is that it ends up delaying their leaf out in these extra warm years. So that really throws the synchrony off among the species depending upon them.
So I gotta ask, this seems like it might have implications for a certain groundhog in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
He's a terrible prognosticator, in truth. One of the things that we do at the USA National Phenology Network is make maps that predict the start of spring. And I hate to say it, but I think that we've been doing better than he has in the last few years.
Don't use your shadow, huh?
No, we're actually using these biological indicators and the information about heat accumulation and that sort of thing.
All right, that's Teresa Crimmins, Associate Director of the USA National Phenology Network and a research scientist at the University of Arizona. Teresa, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure.